This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
On his first day back in office, President Trump signed an executive order with the title Ending Illegal Discrimination and Restoring Merit-Based Opportunity. The goal, of course, was to eliminate DEI requirements and thus end what often has become a racially preferred treatment in the federal government. As we began to discuss it on my radio program, those around the table began to see the overall significance of this action. Essentially, the president's executive order removed most of the affirmative action and DEI protocols that have been added to the federal government going all the way back to the 1965 executive order by President Lyndon Johnson that first established affirmative action. Trump's executive order should also streamline the current government contracting process that has become so cumbersome because of the various DEI compliance requirements. They are not only cumbersome, but discriminatory. At this point in our roundtable discussion, a lawyer with the First Liberty Institute talked about how many of their Christian clients are discriminated against because they must agree to DEI requirements inserted in contracts. They could not in good conscience affirm statements about sexuality that are contrary to biblical principles. Trump's order also tries to bring some pressure on the private sector. The order directs federal agencies to compile a list of companies, universities, and foundations still using DEI practices. Universities will likely be the first target because of the recent Supreme Court ruling in Students for Fair Admissions versus Harvard that struck down racial discrimination in colleges. Now you might see why we concluded that this executive order might have been the most significant one he signed that first day. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.